Genesis is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's March 11, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released September 30, 2002. Marvelous things we are revealing today. This is incredible. But what you have said brings up two questions. What were you before you were the Messiah? And how long had you known the lady that was to become Mary, your mother?
Well, Alora, before I was the Messiah, I was the ruler of heaven. Even then, I was looked upon as its leader because I was the last Lord God of heaven. And when we came to earth, those who came with me continued to follow my leadership and accept me as their leader. So when we set up our kingdom in the afterlife of earth, we simply stayed in the same hierarchy that we had. Some of my people were very upset that I was going to take on this mission, that I was going to become human. They didn't want me to become human. They wanted me to stay purely Haven and rule over them. But many humans had already come into our society. Many humans were already following our way. And I thought it was only appropriate for me to obey God's wishes and go forth and be his only begotten son on earth and be his final sacrifice and lead my people back to their heritage. It was not a hard decision to make. And as for the lady, I had not known her until that day. It was a tradition that a different lady passed with me through the Holy of Holies each day. So this lady was totally unknown to me, other than that she was a very nice person and that she was very holy and had been highly respected in her own right in her lifetime as a religious leader and a religious person. And it just seemed natural that she would be the one to be my mother, and she accepted the role quite willingly.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Polly. If you like science fiction books in which the past turns out a little bit differently than you know it should be, you will like Confederate Victory by Speaker Gerald Polly. You can check it out online at www.voicesfromspirit.com/tv/links.htm. I'm sure you really enjoy it. And best of all, it's free.
We're back. Nazarene, here's a question I've thought of for years. When did God know that it would have to be Demetrius to crucify you, and when did he ask him to do it?
Well, Alora, this is a bit embarrassing, but God knew immediately the moment he began working on the plan that it would have to be Demetrius that would crucify me. No one else would have been able to do it. No one else would have had the power. It would have been impossible for any human being to slay me. They simply would not have had the energy to do it. So it would have to be another Haven. And of course, Demetrius was the immediate choice. God never asked him, Alora. He was just led into the situation because God knew when he finally got there and was in the position and knew what had to be done, he would do it. Demetrius wasn't too happy about that, but God knew he would come around when the time was right. Demetrius is a soldier, a performer of his duties, and when duty was there, he would do it. God knows his people, Alora. God knows who's working for him and knows what they're capable of and what they need to do. And he knew that when Demetrius was put into the position and saw what needed to be done, he would do it no matter how much he didn't like it. And Demetrius thought he was going to keep me from being crucified, but God had other ideas. And when God has other ideas, it's God's ideas that are carried out. Demetrius didn't like it at all, but he did what needed to be done, Alora.
I think it would take some guts for anybody to ask somebody to do something like that, Nazarene.
It wasn't a matter of courage, Alora. It was a matter of wisdom. It was a matter of knowing what had to be done and getting the person there that needed to do it.
We'll be back again.